Yo, these fiddlers might have been miserable, drunken musicians, but at least they had the good taste to like Haydn's music. Haydn finally caught a major break in 1754, 5 years after being cut loose from the chorus at St. Stephen's. Please follow this carefully because it gets a little complicated. You know, it's really scary, my friends, how serendipitous our lives can be. Haydn was living in a tiny room partitioned off from a larger room in a building called the Michaelera House. An early biographer of Haydn described his room as, he lived on the sixth story, and his room in the garret had neither a stove for heat nor a window. In the winter, his breath froze on his blanket, and the water that he fetched for himself from the spring in the morning for washing was frequently changed into lumps of ice before his arrival in these elevated regions. Now, it just so happens that living in the same building, though in a luxurious apartment on the third floor, was the great and famous writer of opera libretti and poet laureate of the Habsburg Empire since 1730, Pietro Metastasio. Metastasio shared his apartment with a Spanish friend, Niccolo Di Martinez, and his family. Metastasio took an active role in the education of Martinez's two daughters. The eldest of the daughters, Marianne, was 10 years old and apparently showed great musical promise. Somehow or another, Metastasio had become aware of Haydn's presence in the building. Perhaps he heard Haydn improvising or playing the keyboard sonatas of C.P.E. Bach late one night. Who knows? Whatever the reasons, and to the great benefit of Western civilization as we know it, Metastasio hired Haydn to give piano lessons to Marianne Martinez. For the next 3 years, 1754 to 57, Haydn was between 22 and 25 years of age. Haydn worked with Marianne every day. As payment, guess what? As payment, he received food, lots of food. While studying piano with Haydn, Marianne was also studying voice with Niccolo Porpora, an opera composer and singing teacher of great accomplishment and fame. Haydn began to act as Marianne's accompanist during these lessons, and as a result, he had the opportunity to meet and work with the 70-year-old Porpora. Porpora, once renowned as the patriarch of melody, was at the time Haydn met him, according to Giuseppe Carpani, quote, sour beyond all that can be imagined, unquote. Well, rudeness never stopped Haydn before, and it didn't stop him now. He offered to become Porpora's accompanist and manservant in exchange for composition lessons. Porpora accepted the offer, and for 3 months, Haydn cleaned his shoes, beat the dust from his coat, cleaned and arranged his wigs, and tolerated being called a bestia, a beast, and a coglione, a blockhead, and even the occasional poke in the ribs and a smack on the head, as long as Porpora was willing to correct his compositional errors. Haydn left Porpora's service with what he himself called the genuine fundamentals of composition. Please let us listen to Haydn's Piano Sonata in B-flat major, movement 1, written during these years, while Haydn's early sonata is clearly written in the same pre-classic Rococo style as the C.P.E. Bach sonata we listened to a moment ago. It has a lilt, it has a charm that are clearly its own.